We do it on a Friday at this time by playing a little Friday morning
fake news
for you. For very real prizes, we give you three news stories, two of which very true, very real, very actually factually correct. The other not so much. If you can tell us of the three, which is a fake news story, you will be well on your way and set for the 129th edition of the Sock Show. We couldn't do it without you. Lots riding on this. Well, I mean, the tickets are riding on this.
Look at you fixing the microphone while you're talking and doing all the things.
Well, I figure if Booger can make it to engineering, I have a chance. I have a chance, too.
A guy can dream.
All right, let's give you those three stories. Listen carefully, Hank fans, to decipher which is a fake news story. Are we ready, Heather Lee?
Yes, sir.
Story number one.
Number one.
You can run, you can hide, but when you're in trouble, the best thing to do is pull a trick from an old-fashioned cartoon. That's what one man did in Seattle after he stole a truck. The police caught on, and then he promptly parked it in a Goodwill parking lot, then ran inside and decided to change clothes so no one would recognize him. Unfortunately, the staff kind of noticed the rando running through the store and then helped law enforcement detain him.
That is story number one. Number two.
Number two.
The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, home to a lot of horses, cattle, bulls, swine, and celebrities. You know, real ones with lots of pull. Over the years, we've seen so many. Tanya Tucker, Smokey Robinson, Cole Hauser, and then one of the most legendary cowboys of them all, Ronald Reagan, who popped by the festivities during his stint as the governor of California in 1967. He was also a notable rancher with 666 acres of property that came complete with a steer named Don.
Oh. Did he end up in engineering, too?
No.
I don't think so. I think he did something different with his life.
Was number two. And then finally, story
number three.
6'7 may be getting old, but what about being called a Karen? Fear not, Gen Z putting a stop to all that with their very own version of the name. That would be Jessica, which may not be going over well on the internet. Some folks are ticked off, like one gal by the name of Erin. She says it should really be a Brittany, while the male equivalent is apparently David. This all according to research that old Dave is the person most likely to complain.
Well, there you have it. Now, what shall you do with it? Let's go to you and see if we can get the answer here. Good morning. Who's this first up?
Good morning. This is Kelly in the Bill.
Kelly!
Hey.
All right. Happy. Oh, hey. Wow. You're trying to get to the Stock Show. That's right around your birthday time, right?
Yes, it is.
And didn't you get kicked by a heifer last year?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to not have that happen this year.
I think she's just going back for more.
She's not afraid.
No, we might have had a little bit too much to drink, and my stupid cousin started going, "Can we pet that cow? Can we pet that cow?"
Yeah. So. You pet enough cows, they're going to pet back. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're first up, Kelly in the Ville, okay? So, Friday morning fake news, one, two, or three, which is the fake news story?
Okay, I know the new Karen is a Jessica, because Jeff just told me that last night.
Oh, that would be her husband.
Yeah.
Who's down with all the Gen Zer slang.
Yeah, he's hip.
I know. Anyways, okay.
6'7".
I'm going to go with the Ronald Reagan.
Number two is a fake news story. Survey says.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh!
I know. But, former president of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, actually popped by while he was in office.
Whoa, how about that?
Really?
Was he ever in office? Because I swear, he was everywhere.
He's a man on the move.
Wait, was he the one that was in the wheelchair?
No, that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They were cousins. FDR.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
A little bit of history that we all just learned.
Aw.
That means that dude thought he could just change clothes and be totally unrecognizable.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Hey,
I don't know
man,
where he came up with that.
You do a stick up, the next move is a glow up. There you go.
Oh.
I don't know, but you'd have to tell that to Jessica. We don't have to tell that to you, Kelly in the Ville. You're going to the Stock Show.
Yay! Thank you. What? Even better birthday.
Watch out for them hooves.
Man, I know.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
interesting there.